Hello, I'm Cassidy Murphy, Editorial Director of the Warren Group, here with Tim Warren, CEO, to discuss the most recent Connecticut housing numbers. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Cassidy.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
For the first time since March of last year, median prices for single-family home purchases remained level instead of sliding. However, they were also level year over year from 2014 to 2015. Do you think this is a sign of the market equalizing, or is it just typical of January sales?
Well, you point out an interesting coincidence. The median price in January for a single-family home has been $230,000 exactly for four straight years. Now, that's a fun fact, but the more significant fact is that the median price did not fall as it has done in each of the previous 9 months. We have to go back to March 2015 to find a gain in the monthly median price. For 2015 as a whole, the median price fell 2.2%. In 2014, the prior year, it fell 3.3%. So based on the January data, perhaps the median prices have found their bottom, and we will start to see some growth in the months ahead. Looking at the gains in the sales volume last year and in January, it certainly looks like the laws of supply and demand would trigger some gains in the median price sometime this year.
You make an interesting point, Tim. The number of home sales in January was up 24.9% over last year. To what do you attribute that jump?
Well, we certainly had a whopping increase in January sales. It is true that January and February are the slowest months of the year for real estate closings, but nevertheless, the gain for January was nothing short of remarkable. I think that these sales are high because of the improved employment picture. Unemployment is down, jobs are being created, and consumers are confident. And they're confident about their employment, and that makes them confident about purchasing a home. And they see that the median price of both single-family homes and of condos are well below their peak values in the year 2007. Low prices and good jobs is a formula for robust sales. Low interest rates make the purchase of a home even more affordable.
All right. On the other side of the market, condos have been selling briskly over the past year, but the median price slipped 3.3% last year and 11.2% in January. Any theories on why the median price has not held up?
Well, I really can't explain why the January median price of a condo has fallen to $150,000. The January condo median peaked in 2006 at $191,000. So we are now 21% below the peak price. All the demographic trends on baby boomers and millennials suggest that condo living is the popular lifestyle these days. Well, condos seem to be popular in Connecticut, and the sales numbers tell us that. Maybe it is due to the low prices.
All right. Thank you for joining us, Tim, and thank you for listening to our Connecticut Housing Numbers podcast. If you would like more information on the statistics and products the Warren Group offers, please visit www.thewarrengroup.com.